let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am so happy to have in studio today two lovely ladies who are going to tell us about two events coming up, and we're also going to talk about the Pioneer Room in Hastings. We want to welcome to KDWA Shirley DeLasca and also Cindy Thurie-Smith. They are both volunteers at the Pioneer Room, and they have been working on some other things because of their affiliation with the Pioneer Room. So first of all, welcome. Great to see you both.
Nice to be here.
Isn't it nice to be anywhere these days?
It certainly is.
And see people's faces.
I know. No kidding. And wear lipstick again, Cindy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, neither of us wear it.
Well, I'll tell you. Feels good to wear lipstick again. Anyway, yes, it's been a really odd time. And I know at the Pioneer Room, it must have been kind of lonesome. You really weren't able to even be open, were you?
Well, we would be there working, but we weren't open to the public because City Hall wasn't open to the public for such a long time.
Correct.
So for people that don't know about the Pioneer Room, can you tell us about it, please?
It's the historical records room for the city of Hastings, and we have books and films and a small collection of videos, and we have a large collection of historic photos, all on the city of Hastings, the people who live there, the businesses that are there since the beginning of the city's incorporation in the 1850s. And we're open on Wednesday mornings from 9:30 until 12. If somebody wants to come in to research their family or the house they're living in, or if they're curious about a particular business that Hastings had.
It must be so fascinating to uncover things, because I know that the Pioneer Room has a large inventory of things that perhaps aren't even displayed. And do you ever get a chance to just snoop through some stuff? And you rotate what's popular or what you show there also, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we get distracted all the time and go down side streets and find all sorts of
things. We call it going down a rabbit hole.
Yes.
That's true.
You go down side streets of old Hastings.
Yep.
Oh, how fun. If you could live any time period, when would it be?
Oh, definitely after antibiotics, air conditioning, and indoor plumbing.
Well, that sounds good.
Okay. So yeah. How about you, Shirley?
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know that I'd want to go back into the 1800s. It was a rough life and no air conditioning.
And no antibiotics. And
yes.
That's true. I bet you read a lot, just a lot of sadness in the histories because of those things. Not because of no air conditioning, but a lot of deaths of...
Very short life expectancy. Mm-hmm. Much, much shorter. And the reason you had large families is because about half of your kids would die before they'd become adults. Nope. Today looks pretty good, especially after the pandemic. It's looking better and better.
Absolutely. But we lived through something that... certainly will be in the history books, right? What will you display in the Pioneer Room 20 years from now having to do with this time period, or 100 years from now?
Well, I'm certainly going to collect a few face masks.
Oh.
Because the face masks used in this pandemic were very different from the ones used in 1918. In 1918, they would take a piece of gauze, they'd fold it in half, and then they'd fold it in half again, then they'd triple fold it, so it would end up being six layers of gauze. And was it you, Shirley, who came across that advertisement? Obey the laws, wear the gauze, protect your jaws from septic paws.
No.
What's septic paws? What is that?
Dirty hands.
Septic paws. Get it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's actually a great phrase even for today.
Yep.
Wow.
It's kind of amazing. 100 years have passed, and our main protection is the same thing it was
ourselves
in 1918. It's us and masks.
Crazy. Crazy. So you're going to put some masks in the Pioneer Room. I think that's awesome. What else defines today, do you think?
actually staying at home, because in 1918, the city of Hastings tried to close the business, downtown business area, and I think they closed it for, what was it, 1 week. And then the businesses screamed bloody murder. They opened up again, and the infections went up. So this time we were able to maintain the shutdown.
Absolutely. And why is that, do you think? We're more civilized?
I think people have gotten more rights than they had back then, and they're willing to speak up and say, I'm not going to come down there and work. You know, you're not paying me enough to put my whole family at risk. Plus, we have safety nets now. That a lot of those safety nets were enacted after World War I and 1918 flu pandemic. Unemployment insurance, that was 1935, I think. So there were some good things that came out of it.
Do you just love helping people that come to the Pioneer Room that want to research, like you mentioned, a house or maybe their family? That must be so fun for you.
Well, we usually just pull the stuff and let them look at it, because we don't have the time to do the research for them, and B, if we find something like great-grandpa was a horse thief, we don't want to tell them. We would rather have them find it in the file themselves.
And will that be in the file? Because it'll be clippings from...
from the old newspapers.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, dear. Oh, goodness. Well, I hope you put some of your wonderful interviews. Cindy's done so many interviews over the years. I hope you put those in the Pioneer Room, because they certainly are a treasure.
Heidi has been doing an awful... Heidi Langenfeld is another one of our volunteers.
She's wonderful.
She does wonderful interviews.
Yes, she does. And so does our friend Spencer Johnson.
Yes.
Yes, he's a great historian as well. So much history in Hastings. That's very, very fun. Well, I know that we are going to talk about goats and rhubarb, not necessarily in that order. So I will let you choose what order to talk about, and I'm very intrigued by both of those topics.
This Saturday, June 5th, is the Leduc Rhubarb Festival, and they usually have it this time of the year, every year. And at the same time, we're having another event on the other end of town at Oakwood Cemetery, and both events are running from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And I'll let Shirley talk about Oakwood Cemetery, since Shirley and her husband and several other people voluntarily are doing the maintenance at Oakwood Cemetery, mowing and weeding and planting flowers and getting trees pruned, just as volunteers.
Wow, I sound busy.
You sure do. Shirley, for people that don't know where Oakwood Cemetery is, can you tell us, please?
We are at the top of Featherstone Road, behind the high school. It is the first cemetery in Hastings. It started with 15 acres. There was some kind of land dispute, and it's now 5 acres. I think technically it's part of Nininger, and we've got some of the oldest, I call them residents, from the area. The Feltons are there. She was the first white woman, if we're allowed to say that, in Hastings. We have the first mailman in the area. We have 9 Civil War veterans. We have 2 veterans from the War of 1812, and we have 1 World War II veteran. So there's a lot of history there.
Is Oakwood Cemetery still open, as far as do you have, because it's a limited amount of space, do you still have grave sites available?
I don't think we do. We don't know where everybody's buried. When Lakeside started, some of the families pulled their residents out and moved them down to Lakeside. But I don't think there's maybe room for ashes. A couple of years ago, when they were digging up on Jacob Avenue, it used to be a cemetery, and the guy wanted to farm again. So he asked everybody to move out, and they missed some of the caskets. 2 of them were Mr. and Mrs. Califf. They were moved over to Oakwood 2 years ago, and they were both put in her casket because it was a metal casket, and she had a little window in there. She had a contagious disease, so...
Okay, what? Cindy, why are you making a face at me? You would think that you've heard everything. Some caskets
she
had
has.
Windows?
This one did. She had a contagious disease. Actually, he did too, but they just buried him in a casket.
Is that part of the window story, because she had a contagious disease?
They wanted to be able to view her, I think is what it was.
I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. So instead of an open casket, they had a window. Right. I'm going to talk to my friend Jesse Starkson, and I'm going to ask about a window. What did they call it? A window casket?
Maybe.
Was that casket lead?
It might have been. It was a metal of some
lead
kind.
Was supposed to be something that contained diseases.
But does it? We don't even know.
We don't even
know. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. I'm going to look into this, ladies. This might...
Good deal.
And if it's not, I think Jesse should look into it.
Perfect.
Isn't that fascinating?
That was one of the last burial spots, I believe. And they went down, I think it was like 3 feet, and they hit solid rock. So, you know, how far can you bury people?
Mm-hmm.
We do have the woods back there. I'm assuming there are... burials back there. There are no headstones left. There had to be a pauper's field. That is probably where that was. Maybe a baby's field. It's just hard to know.
Well, it's so beautiful that you are lovingly taking care of all these residents. How sweet, Shirley. How long
you.
Have you been doing that?
Oh, it's probably been about 10 years.
And what was the first thing that made you want to do this?
We saw an ad in the paper. They were looking for people to mow. We lived in a townhouse. We didn't get out anymore. So we thought, oh, a chance to get out. But when I called, you had to bring your own lawnmower. We didn't have one. So the next year, my mom quit mowing. And she gave us her lawnmower. And I called Robert and said, oh, we'd like to volunteer. Well, you know, you have to put the lawnmower in the back of your car and drag it over there and mow and then drag it home again. Which wasn't bad, but most of the people that seemed to be mowing were women. Kind of hard to get the lawnmower in and out, and people kept dropping out. And then Robert said, I just broke my third lawnmower. I'm done. You're it. So my husband and I took it over, and being at the Pioneer Room, I was talking about it quite a bit, and we decided it would be a good project to add to the Hastings Historical Society.
Yep.
So that's how the goats came about? So what's going on with goats?
Well, there's a lot of weeds and buckthorn. We have a wooded area that we just don't have the time and energy to mow anymore.
Sure.
And it is full of buckthorn. So we happened to see it on Facebook last year that a good way to get rid of buckthorn is goats. So we started, Cindy started a GoFundMe page. And between that and HEP, we've collected enough money to have the goats out right now.
So how many goats do you have at the Oakwood Cemetery?
We don't know how many goats are going to be there.
Oh, they're coming on. There's only one day's worth of work?
No. They leave them there for several days. But there were four sections we wanted to clear. And originally, we only got enough to clear two sections on the GoFundMe page. But then we had a couple big contributions. So now we can do all four. So they'll be bringing a small herd. And they put up electric fence, and they keep them in there for several days, and they eat the buckthorn, and they eat the poison ivy, and they eat all sorts of stuff. And they're happy to eat it.
And you're happy.
We're happy. We're because happy. What was it? Was it November of 2019 that we had that group of volunteers out there? That
about 2 years ago, yes.
Yep. We had about 18 people out there. We bought our clippers and everything, and we worked like 5 hours. And I don't even think we got 50 by 50 square feet cleaned. It was so thick. And we were really, really tired. And so we thought, oh, we're never going to get this done. But then we read about the goats and we thought, hey, because the goats will go in and they'll eat the young stuff, the young plants that are, you know, waist height or below. And then you can get back to the great big mother plants, which are these huge, really tall, thick shrubs that make the berries that the birds eat, and then they poop out the seeds and they spread it everywhere. But goats, when they eat the berries, their digestive system kills the seeds. So they not only eat the vegetation, they eat the berries, and then we can get back there with our chainsaws and our big saws and cut down the mother plants.
Well, gosh, good luck to you.
We need it.
We're all gonna be wearing our red plaid shirts and bringing our hatchets and our saws.
Well, this is exciting news. If people still want to give to your cause, can they do that?
Sure.
And how can they do that, please?
They could send a check to the Hastings Area Historical Society in care of City Hall. And then just write on there, buckthorn removal or goat funding or whatever, because we will probably have to do it again in about 2 years. Usually you can go in with the goats once and then go in with your saws afterwards and some chemical to kill the stumps, but some will keep sprouting for a year or two. But if we can get back to the great big mother plants, then we can head it off.
Well, we sure wish you luck.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about rhubarb. Can we buy rhubarb that day at the Leduc Historic mm-hmm. Estate? Okay, tell us about that place.
We usually have some people who will bring bundles of rhubarb, and that's for sale. And I think they usually have some plants, too, and some other plants that are not rhubarb for sale. It's a little bit more toned down because it's the end of a pandemic, but they still wanted to have it because it's one of their kind of their annual events.
So this is going to be on the 5th of June on Saturday. And mm-hmm. again, the time is from?
9 to 2.
How fun. You ladies are involved in some really exciting things. Thanks for telling us about them.
There was one thing that happened that was really unusual while we were closed because of the pandemic.
Yes.
The company that bought out the Hastings Star Gazette.
Yes.
They were moving and condensing their storage and whatnot. They gave us all the bound volumes of the Star Gazette, the Hastings Star, quite a few of the Mississippi Star from the 1850s to current, to when they went out of production. 5 pallet loads, which were delivered down to the Pioneer Room, and we were climbing around them for a while and organizing them. But we will soon be having a Pioneer Room annex, which will have the Hastings Star Gazette archives in it. They'll be open to the public. It's up on the second floor in City Hall. We're organizing it.
Well, that's really great news. Congratulations on that. That's so fun, Cindy. Thank you. We appreciate your time today, ladies, and good luck with these wonderful events. We want to thank our guest, Shirley DeLaska, and also Cindy Thury-Smith. And don't miss Saturday, June 5th, events both at the Oakwood Cemetery and also at the Leduc Historic Estate in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.